This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Not everything state government does is easy to grasp, but people notice roads. Politicians celebrate new roads at ribbon cuttings, and they catch flack from constituents when roads go bad. But the push to build bigger and better roads has come with a cost that's getting harder and harder for government to pay. As Sean Johnson reports in our second installment of a week-long series on transportation, it's put projects like a plan to expand Interstate 3990 between Beloit and Madison under the microscope.
Drivers on a stretch of Interstate 3990 near the Wisconsin-Illinois border can see firsthand what a few years and a few billion dollars will do for a state when it comes to building highways. The Illinois side of the interstate is six lanes of concrete. It's flat, well-lit, and it's finished. As drivers cross the state border on their way to Wisconsin, they immediately merge to a four-lane highway. The pavement is rougher. Construction equipment sits dormant for winter. Chunks of concrete and rebar litter some ditches. Truckers stopped at the Wisconsin Welcome Center just north of the border have mixed feelings on the state of Wisconsin roads. Bob Schrader hauls RVs for a company in Manitoba.
They're an expensive unit, and you want to get them home without having them all shook to pieces. And there is a section of road here that could stand some repair, yes.
Schrader says he's not ready to avoid this stretch of Wisconsin roads yet.
Probably not, but eventually there is another road. It might be a little further, but, you know, there's always another way to get there.
Other truck drivers say Wisconsin's roads compare well to other states. Courtney Sunkin is from Michigan.
Oh, I think they're good. Yeah. Top notch. I mean, Michigan needs to learn something.
How drivers view Wisconsin roads depends a lot on where they're going and where they've been. But Wisconsin communities view roads through a different lens. Dan Cunningham with the group Forward Janesville has been pushing to expand Interstate 3990 for nearly a decade. Cunningham calls this stretch of road Wisconsin's front porch. And as he looks at it from the side of an overpass, he sees room for improvement.
It's funny, when you cross the Wisconsin border, there might as well be a sign saying, "Welcome to Wisconsin. Here's where the modern highway infrastructure ends." Because you get to Illinois and it's just three lanes of really smooth traffic heading down to Chicago. And then you get into Wisconsin and it's ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Cunningham says completing this road project will help his city and his region grow. And even in today's hyper-partisan political climate, Republicans and Democrats have agreed. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and Republican Governor Scott Walker both embraced the I-3990 expansion. State representatives like Republican Amy Loudenbeck of Clinton are fighting for the project now.
It's incredibly important to the district I represent in Rock County and also to the rest of the state.
State representatives like former Democratic Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan of Janesville helped the project get off the ground.
Yeah, quite frankly, we can't afford not to do this.
But whether the state can afford more projects like this one is an open question. In 2011, the Interstate 3990 expansion was projected to cost $715 million. That number grew to $1.2 billion just 5 years later. And that doesn't include a $550 million rebuild of an interchange in Madison. Cost overruns like these have drawn sharp criticism from an unlikely coalition of conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity and environmental groups like 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. Ashwat Narayanan is 1,000 Friends Transportation Policy Director.
It's not isolated just to this project. I think this is a pattern that we're seeing all across the state. I think we have to take one step back and maybe ask ourselves if all of the money that we're throwing into these huge projects are actually necessary.
A recent report from the Nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau found the price tag for 16 ongoing major highway projects had grown by more than $3 billion, and the state is now borrowing more to pay for them. It's why big highway projects that were easy to approve years ago are no longer a given today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.